This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Oklahoma City Thunder are headed to the NBA Finals. Boy, they kicked the pants right off those Minnesota Timberwolves last night. That game was not even close.
It was over in the first 5 minutes.
It was a rollover game, and look, everybody wanted Ant Edwards to be more assertive. He was forced up a lot of bad shots early in the game, and they just never felt like they had it. This at the beginning of the series, you said this one could be a big one for Rudy Gobert. Boy, he did not play well
in the series
at all.
No. And it's going to be very interesting. We can take a little bit of time to talk about Minnesota a little bit later. But like you said, celebrating winners here.
Winners.
The Thunder, they came out like a team that was that had their back against the wall. And they were so disruptive, so locked in. Yeah. The goal of put this team away. Let's see if we can get a little bit of extra rest. Because the Pacers the next night, the Pacers can win, and you know, it's one night of rest. But if this goes a little bit longer, you can maybe extend that and force, you know, hope that that goes, you know, a little bit better for you. But you take care of business the best as you can. And all the graphics that have come out and all the stats and numbers, the Thunder have almost a 25-point-per-game margin at home. They're the second youngest team to make the finals on average total age.
Like, hold on. Let's start with what this Thunder team has done just at home in the postseason. They are in 9 home games plus 231 point differential. They've won by 51, 19, 43, 7, 32, 36, 15, and 30. Seven of their 8 games they've won by double digits, and they have won 4 games of the 8 games they have won at home by 30 or more points. They aren't just beating teams. They are snatching their will. In the one game that they lost, Bill Simmons pointed this out, the one home game they lost, game 1 to Denver, they were up by 9 with 3 minutes to go and lost by 2.
Yeah, and Aaron Gordon forces that overtime that on the kickout 3.
It's absolutely insane what they are doing at home especially, but to do it at the age that they are, the average age of that team is 24.7 years old. You said it's second youngest team to ever make the finals, the youngest being the 1977 Portland Trailblazers, which were 24 and a half years old.
Now, if you change it up by average weighted age, they get a little bit older because a guy like Caruso plays a heavier minutes load. Hartenstein plays a little bit more minutes, like those kind of things. But they are incredibly young, and they are kind of defying the model. The other crazy thing about this, I wish I could remember who said it or who caught it. The Thunder are going to go to the NBA Finals. Do you know how many games they lost to the Eastern Conference this year?
1. Yeah.
On the road to Cleveland.
Mark Spears said this.
Yeah.
They lost 1 game to the Eastern Conference all season long.
And it was on the road.
Yeah.
They did not lose to an Eastern Conference team at home.
And that was a hell of a game, too, that OKC-Cleveland game.
Yep.
Cleveland
played lights out in that game.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
That's incredible to think about because of the fact that if you want to go and you look at, all right, best record versus anybody. So for comparison's sake, I think the Western Conference next closest record in the Western Conference against the East was 21-9.
Yeah.
Both the Rockets and the Clippers went 21-9 against the Eastern Conference. The Cavs went 23-7 against Western Conference opponents. The Celtics went 22-8. No, like to go to go 29-1 mm-hmm. is insanity. And oh, by the way, that Cleveland team was bounced two series ago.
Yeah.
They have got, like, they handled their business against Indiana, handled their business against the Knicks. Granted, they didn't play them a whole heck of a lot, but it's still incredible to do, no matter what.
Yeah, it's what we were talking about with, you know, LSU Shreveport going 57-0, going 29-1 against another conference, and I don't care how down the Eastern Conference is, no. Night to night over an 82-game season, that's tough, man. That's tough. And then you know, we kind of wondered if Denver was going to be the team that pressed them the most. They took them to seven. You know, they really tested them. OKC gets their scars. You know, they get their doors blown off by the Timberwolves, and their, you know, the Timberwolves one win in the series. But other than that, they just boat race this team.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, the game before was a 2-point game, but it never felt like it was that dire, that much in the balance.
In another incredible series from Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. I mean, he was Western Conference Finals MVP. He drops 34 in the elimination game last night.
Yeah, 34, 7, and 8 is a ho-hum night.
In the five games in this series, he dropped 31, 38, 40, 34.
Yeah.
He was incredible throughout the course of the series, but it's the 8 assists in 7 rebounds to go with 34 last night that just makes it incredible, because he's playing at a ridiculous clip. He backs up his 40-10-9 game mm-hmm. with 34-8-7. Yeah. He is playing like the MVP right now. Michael Malone was right.
Yeah.
You know, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is showing why he's the MVP of the league.
He absolutely is, and the big part of this is, and now you've got a couple games in a row where SGA is going to SGA. Like, it's yeah. this, he has kind of figured out how to be that guy, which, you know, we'll talk about Ant Edwards in a little bit, you know, having to learn that. He's younger. That's going to happen. But the more important thing is that Jalen Williams and Chet Holmgren are finding out how to be the number two and the number three and to fit in and deliver when they need to deliver. And that was the thing that last year did not happen. Hell, earlier in the playoffs did not happen.
Do you find it, I thought this stat was crazy, that SGA is the first player to ever win MVP and Western Conference Finals MVP in the same year?
No, because the Western Conference MVP is still so new.
Yeah.
Or the Conference Finals MVP, the Magic Johnson and Larry Bird Awards.
Well, they renamed them, but they've always had them. You know, like Kobe. Kobe never won one.
They haven't been around that long, I don't think.
I always remember them giving, like, a Conference Finals MVP. But I don't. I thought that was an interesting little nuggy there.
Yeah, 2022.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why.
Then that stat sucks.
Yeah, no.
That stat sucks. Don't give me that stat. The only player to win the... So it would have been like him and Jokic were the only eligible players to do it?
Yeah.
All right, never mind. That stat sucks, Stat Muse. Don't fool me with that. Don't give me that. But he has been ridiculously impressive.
No, he has been, and, you know... It all depends on which series you kind of get into. You know, if you're talking about like Denver with Jokic, or, you know, Giannis when he wins his MVP, like those are the opportunities you have there. You know, you could have a Middleton have a monster series, or a Jamal Murray have a monster series and end up, you know, getting that redemption or that accolade.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Are we not appreciating the dominance of this team, though? We kind of got into that a little bit with how impressive they've been. It doesn't feel like people care that Oklahoma City is doing what they are doing, and they've built it like the way that every team wishes their franchise would, through the draft, through big trades, making big swings, you know, making the savvy moves on the periphery that make you a championship contender, like going out and getting Lou Dort and Caruso and those guys. Like, they've kind of done everything right, yet nobody wants to acknowledge that what they've done is create a monster.
It's very similar to the Celtics, because as great as they are, like, Tatum and Brown are incredible players. SGA is an incredible player. But guys just don't mess with them. There's something about them, both SGA and Tatum. It's why I've consistently said neither of those guys will ever be the face of the league. There's just something about them that's missing from, like, the front man. You know what I mean? It's not that SGA doesn't have style or swagger. It's just he doesn't have the juice. For whatever reason it may be, it's like Tatum. People just don't like Tatum.
And it's not because he's in Oklahoma City, because Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Hell, Russ.
Yeah. But Boston got so much more attention for how great they were.
Well, they did, because it's Boston.
They've always gotten the attention for the way they've built it, the guys that they have, and it was shoved down your throat. Nobody's doing that with this team. Everybody just talks about, well, they've got draft picks for days moving forward, yeah. And Sam Presti has just hoarded all the draft picks over the next three drafts. It doesn't feel like there's an appreciation for how good they are, how they got here, and the potential of it, because of the fact that all of these guys are young.
Yeah, 26, really young. 24 and 23 between SGA, Jalen, and Chet.
And the fact that they have all of the draft capital in their history tells you that they're not going to pay all of them in the prohibitive nature of the salary cap, but they've done a really good job of making trades that, when they know that they've hit, boy, they push all in and they go around it. When they make a big trade and it doesn't go well, Paul George, they are willing to just go, no, we'll flip this asset, and we know we have other assets that we can pile on top of it so we can get something back. They have a window to be ultra competitive for a decade.
Did you see the line from Keith Smith?
No.
If the Pacers do indeed win, which I think people are all kind of expecting them to make the finals, you know, they got a 3-1 lead. This will be the first time in the luxury tax era that neither team in the finals will be paying the luxury tax. And I think that's a very, very, very clear marker of what the CBA is dictating.
Yeah. I mean,
how smart you have, you cannot have bad contracts on your roster or big overpays or big disparities, because you need to break that up.
I'll tell you what, if only Portland had a guy like Kevin Pritchard and Chad Buchanan.
And all the work they've done without having a number one overall pick, or a number two overall pick, or a number three overall pick, or a number four overall pick.
Those guys were really good at their jobs.
Yeah.
And the sweetest FU ever on the way out was Luke Babbitt and Armand Johnson in the same draft, after you fire him before the draft.
Oh, boy.
Kevin Pritchard, everybody.
Better we know.
But we remember, though, Kevin Pritchard here in Portland, the Pritch slap. Was I think he is savvy. He is smart.
It was
and you know what? He is really damn good at what he does, because he makes deals happen. And that's the thing, is like, that's why we've had this discussion so often. It really bothers me when I hear general managers say, well, there just weren't deals to be made and get done. No, the good ones, the great ones, the two that are probably going to be in the finals, they make those deals happen. They get them done.
What's interesting, Caitlin Cooper had something I thought that was pretty interesting. She covers the Pacers. If the Pacers do indeed make the finals, which, again, presumptive, but very likely, they will both have gotten there trading Paul George.
Yeah, right? And that's the thing, too, is that you have to be willing to give something up to get something back. And both of these franchises have done it. I mean, you have got to be willing to say, hey, we are going to be making a big move here, and it's trust our process. Trust that we know what we are doing, because they're good at their job, man.
They would have both traded Paul George and Domantas Sabonis.
Dang.
Kind of crazy.
Where are those guys at?
Not in the playoffs.
Oh. All right. Well, yeah. All right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.